to God is the king of all knowledge, Rajvidya. Because it is our constitutional position. Normal life to serve Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna, just like part and parcel of my body. What they are meant for? Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. And what is the business of the finger? The business of the finger is to serve this whole body. Now, I have got some pain in this finger, so it is not working. Abnormal condition. Normal condition, this finger is all right. This is normal condition. As soon as I say, finger, please come here, do like this, it is good. And abnormal condition, there is some pain, I cannot use it. So the conclusion is, we living entities, we being part and parcel of God, Krishna, our only business is to serve Krishna. We have no other business. As soon as we are engaged in other business, that is our abnormal condition. That is not normal. Just like this finger is not serving me, but it is serving some medicine from doctor, from the others. So that service is not very palatable. When any part of my body is engaged in servicing, in giving service to the physician, that is not very palatable. But in healthy condition, when the parts and parcels of the body give service to the healthy body, that is very nice, that is pleasing. So, this is a very simple thing. Mamayimāṁśa-jīva-bhūta. They are the living entity, they are part and parcel, sample God. They are claiming, last night some boy was claiming that he is God. He is God. He is sample God, not the original God. This Dvaitava, Achinta Vedāve, simultaneously one and different, this is the perfect philosophy. We can be, just like this finger can be said, body. It is my body. But the real identification of this part of the body is called finger. You can call it body. Similarly, we may be called God because we are part and parcel of God. Not the original God, part and parcel of God. This Achinta Vedāve, simultaneously one and different. We can be called God, but we are not God. This is called simultaneously one and different. Achinta Vedāve, dwell and not dwell. There are some philosophers who speculate that we are one. And some philosophers speculate we are different. But the actual philosophy is we are both one and different simultaneously. This is the perfect philosophy. We are one because we are part and parcel of God. Just like part and parcel, particle of gold is gold. And because we are sample God, therefore, we have got God's qualities in minute quantity. Minute quantity. Very minute quantity. We have got creative power also. we are very much proud of scientific advancement of knowledge, but we cannot compare our knowledge with God's knowledge. That is not possible. We can fly one Sputnik in the sky and we take very much credit, now we have advanced so much. But we do not give any credit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is floating millions and trillions of heavy planets like this are in the world, in the air. We do not give any credit. And because we are flying one teeny rocket or Sputnik in the air, we are taking so much credit. Oh, we are so much advanced. What advance you have made in comparison to God? So this is philosophy to understand. We have got creative power, as God has got creative power. He has created the whole universe, not only one universe, millions of universes. You can create one skyscraper building, that's all. So you have got the quality of creative power, but you cannot compare yourself with the creative power of God. That is not possible. You can create in the laboratory, say 1 pound of water by mixing hydrogen and oxygen. But God has created this Pacific Ocean. How much chemical he wanted and where from he got, just imagine. This is philosophy. You can say that we can create water by mixing hydrogen and oxygen. All right. You create. How much you can create? 1 pound, 2 pound, or 10 pounds, that's how. So don't become Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog means he's living in the 3 feet well and he's calculating Atlantic Ocean. He thinks that whenever there is water, this 3 feet, that's all. So similarly, we also calculate. Krishna may be a little more intelligent than me, a more powerful than me. No, and therefore I am also God. Then you cannot compare with Krishna. There is no, as there is no comparison between the well and the Atlantic Ocean, the frog may think himself that I am the proprietor of this well, but that will not give him right information what is Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, not only one, but there are millions and trillions of Pacific Ocean floating in the air. Therefore, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness is the king of all knowledge. To know God. Don't make God so cheap that I have become God. What power you have got, what you have done? Why you are falsely claiming that you are God and misleading others? Because he is poor fond of knowledge. His knowledge is very poor. He is thinking like that. Abhijananti mangamura manasin tanuvasi param bhavam ajananta. Because we do not know factually what is meaning of God, therefore sometimes we falsely claim, foolishly claim that I am God. This is foolishness. You are sample of God, or little God, or you have got some godly qualities in minute quantity. God has got full independence. You have got also independence. But your independence and God's independence are not the same. Similarly, any quality you take, you have got little. Just like I explained, you have got some creative power. Aishajasa samagrasa bijasa jasasa sriya. Jnana vairagyas chaiva sara iti bhagangana. Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulence. And ban means one who possesses. So what are the opulences? Riches. You can possess a few hundred thousand dollars, but you cannot say that you are proprietor of all the riches of the world or in the world. That you cannot. That is Krishna. Similarly, strength. You have also some strength, but he has got unlimited strength. Similarly, you are also wise, but he is also wise, unlimited. Just like he has given us this book, Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years ago, the book of wisdom. It is the ABCD of spiritual knowledge, but it is so important that not only that, because we are preaching now Krishna consciousness, people are reading Bhagavad Gita. No. Bhagavad Gita is widely read all over the world. Everywhere. So this is wisdom. And similarly, beauty. Krishna is so beautiful, attractive. And we are also, some of us, beautiful. But you cannot attract all. Krishna can attract all. She is so beautiful. In this way, if you try to understand Krishna, that is Raja Vidya. Raja Vidya, Raja Guryam, much confidence. And Pavitram. Pavitram means pure, uncontaminated by this material nature. Our beauty, our strength, our riches, our wisdom, everything what we possess, they are also opulent. But they are limited. Limited, and it will be finished. Finished means as soon as this body is finished, all my opulence, beauty, education, strength, everything is finished. I begin again, another chapter. This bodily possession, whatever I have possessed in this body, as soon as I die, I give up this body, then everything is finished in the body. Then Bhagavad Gita, he said, Mrityu sarva harascha aham. I am death. And I, as death, I take away everything of every person. That you do not consider that I am possessing so many things. But if I do not be engaged in Krishna consciousness, everything will be taken at the time of death. That you do not consider. You are so foolish. We are thinking that these things will protect me. No, this will not protect me. If you become Krishna conscious, that will protect you. Not this material position. It will be taken up. They say, can you show me God? Yes, you will see God. If you are devotee, that you will see God immediately. Here is God. And if you are not devotee, then you will see God at the time of death. Because death is God. And when you see him, that at that time you will be finished, just like Hiranyakashipu. He saw God and everything finished. With the seeing of God, you will see also, the atheist class, man will see also, but he will see when he will be finished. But thieves, devotee will see God constantly in opulence, just like in this temple. They are worshipping the Lord. So they are enjoying in this life. In this life they are seeing God, they are feeling God, they are offering prasadam to God, they are eating prasadam, they are chanting, glorifying Krishna conscious life. This is also one type of seeing. And another type of seeing is, when I will be finished, everything, my body and position, everything, I will see God. So what kind of seeing you want, that you have to consider. If you try to see God now, when you are fit, When you are healthy, when you are then, there is no question of losing God at the time of death. And you transfer. Jang jang bapi smaran loki tajatanti kalivar. At the time of death, the situation of your condition, bhavam, we have got some bhavam, some situation. So that is situation in the mind intelligence. Because the gross body at that time stopped working. But the mind intelligence, ego works. That you do not know. Even a dead body, the mind see, therefore you see one man is in coma, cannot speak, but he's crying. Crying means his subtle body is working. His subtle body is working, just like in sleep. This gross body is silent, but the subtle body is working. He's seeing some dream, some good or bad dream. If he sees some bad dream, sometimes he cries. So subtle, people do not know there is another subtle body. They simply see their intelligence is so gross that they simply see this gross body. But there is another subtle body. And within that subtle body, there is soul. So condition of the subtle body will carry you to another gross body. Just like it is exemplified, just like air. Air is carrying some flavor from flower garden or some hilly place. You cannot see the air, you cannot see the smell, but you can perceive the bad smell and good smell. So the subtle body carries like that. The subtle body carries the soul, and good or bad, there are two things. If you have created your mental situation very good, then you get next body very good. There are many types of body beyond this body, this human body in this world. There are other very, very nice bodies in the higher planetary system, demigods. Their duration of life, their standard of life is very, very great. Just like Brahma's duration of life, you cannot calculate his one day. In the higher planetary system, the moon planet, according to Shastra, they live for 10,000 of years. And what is that? Dibba. Dibba means our 6 months, there one day. Our 6 months. In the higher planetary system, the time is different. That is acknowledged by Professor Einstein. The time is different as you go higher and higher. Just like this was experimented, that when the Russians first of all started this Sputnik, in 1 hour, 25 minutes, surrounded the whole world. So, it takes ordinarily 24 hours, but when you go in the high atmosphere, the time is different. This is scientific. Similarly, everyone lives 100 years. But the ants 100 years, and my 100 years, and Brahma's 100 years, they're different. Relative. Law of relativity. You do not consider that the ant also lives for 100 years. He also runs 1 mile. His 1 mile and my 1 mile is different. Because due to the relative body. So, everything is relativity. That is also scientific truth. as you get different types of body, your atmosphere, your activity, your knowledge, everything becomes relative. For a higher relative and standard, better standard of life, better life, you can go to the higher planets. Similarly, lower, you can lower down also. Accordingly, really everything is relative. So that everything depends on your present karma. What? How you are making up your next life. But these rascals do not know there is next life. And they are doctor, philosopher. It's so rascal. And they are leading. Doctor of science, doctor of philosophy. They do not believe in the next life. They do not know how it is being done. And still they are doctor of university. Is there any doctor here? Falsely proud. They have no knowledge. Here is knowledge. Rajvidya, the king of all knowledge. Rajvidya, Rajvidya, very confidential. If you want to get this knowledge, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is not possible. Just like a dog cannot get university education. That is not possible. He must get a human body. It is not possible that anyone can understand anything. So this Rajavidya Rajagujjam, this knowledge, this spiritual knowledge, Krishna knowledge, is most confidential and the king of all knowledge. Pavitra. Pavitra means not contaminated. Here, in this material world, everything is contaminated by the material qualities. Satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. But this knowledge, Krishna knowledge, is transcendental. It is not contaminated. Therefore, uttamam. Uttam. Every word has got meaning. Pavitram idam uttamam. Ut means transcendent. Above. And tama means darkness. This world is dark. Everyone of you know that by nature it is dark. Therefore, here we require sunlight, moonlight, electricity. Just like if you live in a dark room, you must always have light, electricity. Otherwise you are blind. So this material world, all universe, they are brightened by the sun sign. Krishna is so kind. Because he cannot see without sun sign, without light, this place is dark. Therefore, in daytime there is sun sign, at night there is moon sign, everything is arranged there. And in the Brahma Samhita, it is described, Jachok Suresha Savita Sakalak Grahana Raja Samasta Suramutti Asesuti Ja Jasagaya Brahmati Sang Bhitakala Chakro Govindamadi Gurisam Tamangaya. Now this sun is described as the eye of all planets. Dachakshuri is a sakala grahana. Sakala means all the planets. The eye, real eye is the sun. Because without sun sign, you cannot see. In this planet, or any planet, you go. As soon as there is sun sign, you can see, otherwise you cannot see. That means real eye is the sun. Jachakshuri, Sasavita, Sagaladgrana, Raja. He is the king, Samasta Suramurti, of all the demigods. There is the sun sign, there is a president. As you have got a president here, Similarly, the sun planet, there is precision. His name is Bibhushan. So we have got such knowledge. We can give you the name of the sun planet, the president of the sun planet, his address. We can give you the address of God, Krishna, his features, his activities. This is perfect knowledge. Simply vague idea. That is not knowledge. Everything is there. What God is working, how he is acting, what is his address, who is his father, who is his mother, everything. It is so, that's what is called Raj Vidya, king of all knowledge. You get everything, completely. Raj Vidya, nothing vague, nothing speculation, active, everything. Therefore, it is Pavitram Uttamam. In the material knowledge, your knowledge is never perfect. Therefore, it is called Uttamam, above this material knowledge. Transcendental, aprakita. There are different phases of knowledge. Pratyakha, pratyakha, parakha, adhukhaja, aprakita. Pratyakha, parakha, avarakha, adhukhaja, aprakita. Not all knowledge are of the same same platform. So pratyakha, material knowledge is pratyakha. Means direct perception. But there are other knowledge, parokha, to get from the authority. That is still perfect. Still perfect. There is no direct perception. I cannot see what is there beyond this wall. But if somebody is there beyond that wall, he says, it is like this, I get perfect knowledge. So we are so fools that we simply believe in direct perception. No. Direct perception is never perfect because our senses are imperfect. So how you can get perfect knowledge? At night, I cannot see anything. So what is the use of these eyes? It is conditioned. So anyone who believes in perfect, direct perception, his knowledge is imperfect always. Because the senses are imperfect. Therefore, we have to receive knowledge from the perfect Krishna, the Supreme Perfect, Uttamam. He is above. Above this darkness. He comes from the kingdom of light. Tadātmānam sijāmaham yadād Jada jada hi dhanmasak glani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adhanmasya tadatmanam sijama. He comes. It is calculated. He comes once in one day of Brahma. It is some crores of years. Crores of years means 43,000,000 of years multiplied by 1,000. That is one day. Similarly, one night. So after this period, once Krishna comes in this universe. So he is not coming in this universe, but he is just like some governor or viceroy. He also tours many places. So Krishna is touring. So, to complete all the circle, it takes so many crores of years. Just like the sun is touring. Here, there is no sun, but if you inquire, you will find somewhere it is sun rising, sometimes it is 12 o'clock at day, somewhere it is 10 o'clock at day, somewhere it is 8 o'clock at night. Everything is there at this time. This is not very difficult to understand. All these sun's time, 24 hours, they are present even in this hour. You simply have to know by telegram or telephone. See, if it is possible for the material thing, sun, How much it is possible about God, let him in. And this is called Rajavidya, king of knowledge. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakha Avagaham. Just like if somebody said to an illiterate person or less intelligent person, the sun is present now, and he is present in all his aspects. He is present in 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 24 hours he is present. One who is less intelligent, he thinks, what this man is doing, what he is speaking. But it is a fact. So one who knows Krishna, for him, pratyaksha, direct perception, everything. Everything, that person, he knows where is Krishna, how he is going, where he is now staying, what he is doing, everything. Pratyaksham avagavam dhat. Or in other words, these boys, these girls who have joined this Krishna consciousness movement, unless they are feeling something substantial, do you mean to say they are fools and rascals, they are going with this movement, some fanatically? No. They are actually realizing. Therefore, pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means directly, avagamam. Understandable. Not that vague idea. The more they advance, they get clear idea. Pratyaksha avagamam dharma. Susukham. And dharma, as several times explained, dharma is not a kind of faith. Dharma means characteristic, occupational duty. That is dharma. As several times explained, that's like water is liquid. Water is liquid, that is dharma, that is its delivery. Water cannot be solid. If you say yes, water sometimes becomes solid, becomes ice, but that is unnatural. That is not natural. As soon as it becomes solid, again it liquefies, again it becomes liquid. Because that is dharma, that is called dharma, liquidity. Similarly, dharma means which you cannot change. Just a liquidity you cannot change from water. Although circumstances, the water becomes solid, ice, but immediately it melts. Similarly, our dharma is to serve, because we are part and parcel. Our dharma, our characteristic, our occupational duty is to serve. When you stop serving, that is our unnatural state. But we cannot stop serving. We want to give service to the family, to the society, to the country, to the humanity. We find out where they are liquefied. He wants to give service. But because his service is not rightly placed, he is frustrated. Just like in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he gave so much service to his country, and his countrymen shot him down, dead. Not recognized. Therefore, samaye vai kevalam. If you do not give service to Krishna, then you must know you are simply spoiling your energy. Because this service will never give you satisfaction, neither to the sun. The same example I give you. Gandhi also, on the very day he was shut down, in the morning, he said to his secretary, "Oh, I am so much disgusted, I do not like to leave anything." That was published in the paper. That means he was disgusted. And his countrymen also became disgusted, so that he shut him down. This world is like that. You give service to somebody, he is not satisfied, you are not satisfied. Frustration. You ask your any family member, your wife, or your children, or any friend. So I have given you so much service. Are you satisfied? What do you have given? You have to do so many things. You have got so many things. And so this is the world, like that. But our tendency is to give service. But because we are not giving service to God, Krishna, we are fasting. This is Radhavita. This is the king of education. And if you give service to Krishna, you give service to everyone. It is so nice thing. Sushukham. Just like if you pour water on the root, then you water the leaf. There are many millions of leaves in the tree, millions of twigs. But this process will satisfy everyone. And if you try to water one leaf after one leaf after another, your time will be spoiled and the tree will dry. This is point. Everyone is trying to give service. But because there is missing the root, Krishna, everything is spoiled. The United Nations is doing service in so many big buildings in New York for the last so many years. What service they have given? The war is going on. Instead of being united, the flags are increasing. This is this national flag, this is that national flag, this is national flag, and fighting is going on between America and Vietnam and this and that, so many going on. What improvement have they made? There cannot be any improvement without Krishna consciousness. This is the fact. The people must have same brain to understand, to take this king of education. Then they will be benefited. Raja vidya raja gujjam pavitam idam uttamam prattakham avamam dharma. Now just see, they are trying to unite all nations, spending so much money. But here see, we have attempted the Krishna consciousness movement. Joined. All parts of the world they have joined. From America they have joined, from Europe they have joined, Australia they have joined, Africa they have joined, India joined. But they have forgotten their nationality. They are simply under Krishna's flag. This is United Nations. The rascals do not understand. How to unite? You cannot unite the whole people on this bodily concept of life. You have to unite them on the spiritual platform. Pandita samadarshan. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani yogi hastini suniti ta sapati ta pandita samadarshan. That is samadarshan. Here these boys and girls also coming from different parts of the world. Just like I am Indian. Why they should follow an Indian? From political point of view? No. But he is not, they are not on the material platform. Therefore they are taking my direction. Although I am Indian coming from a poor country. So this is the platform of unity. Krishna consciousness. This is the right education. And this is the platform of unity. Everything, all questions, all problems can be solved by understanding this Raja Vidya, the king of all laws. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Snake?
Do you follow? No? So who follows? Let me.
Deepak.
Deepak, yes?
He's asking, when he hears you speak about Krishna consciousness, he feels some aversion to it. But he knows that you know that it is right, and he's asking you, how should he respond, even though he has aversion to it? How should he respond?
Yeah. Everyone has aversion. Therefore, we give this chance to everyone to chant with us Hare Krishna. This is the only. if you go on chanting, then gradually that cause of aversion will be clear. So, to the ordinary person we request that there is no question of understanding philosophy, please join with us and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is no loss on your part, but there is very good gain. That is all it. Any other question?
We've got a request here. It's not a question. We request Your Honor if you could provide us a proper temple.
Well, we have come to your country. You provide. We enter. You see? Our business is ajagar vritti. The mouse makes a hole and the snake enters it. Yes. So we have got so many skyscraper buildings, let us enter there. That's all. Subway, subway. The mouse also makes subway. It is not very difficult task. And we are very much proud of constructing subways. And that business is done by the mouse also. So we are not expert in any way unless you take to Krishna consciousness. Then you are expert. There are many animals that are far more expert than just the vulture. Goes 3 miles, but the business way to find out where the corpse is. His eyes are so powerful that it can see from 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles. But what is the use of seeing them? The seeing is corpse, dead body. So our sense perception, we are very much proud of our sense perception, but there are many other animals who are very, very strong in their sense perception. That is not our credit. When you come to Krishna consciousness, you take to it, that is your best credit. So it is very good suggestion. I was also talking with Madhubhisa Maharaj, that we have no nice temple. But after all, we are beggars. We have no money, no business, no income. Whatever you pay us in exchange of books or subscription, we utilize it. So we have got one means, we have got very good books. If you collect some money by selling our books, then we can have a nice place.
Srila Prabhupada, you spoke of different species of human life. Is just one species of human life existing on this planet?
If you don't bother our species, there are different forms. Just like in Europe, the form is different from Africa or India. There are different forms. You may call it species according to Darwin's theory, but you don't accept this Darwin's theory. That is not very intelligent. So, we don't speak of species, but we call form. Sarvajunishu. Kauntaya, sambhavanti murti, murti, murti means form. So there are 400,000 different forms of human being. So either you take it as species or form, that is up to you. But in this Shastra it is said murti, murti. Just like elephant has got his murti, tiger has got his murti, the tree has got his murti. I have got my murti, you have got your murti. In this way, there are 8,400,000 of murtis. And each murti, there are millions and millions of millions. This is Atman. Is that clear? Yes, murti, we take murti, form.
Do we make the distinction between the murti of Chinese and American, or do we make the distinction?
Yes, that murti is made according to his mentality. The nature's work is so perfect that, as you say, the face is the index of mind. You can understand one's mind from the face. The murti is made like that. From the face, if one is very expert, he can understand by seeing the face what kind of man he is.